So hello and welcome. What I got when we were talking about bringing in money was this a fear of being greedy or fear of being judged as wealthy or fear of being the most wealthy person in the room. And Marguerite, playing off of that like predator in the room, right? That energy, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many times have you not wanted anyone to think that you have plenty of money?
Oops.
Yeah. What if they ask you for it? I actually had someone ask me, like they thought I was uber wealthy, and they asked me for a big foundation grant. I was like, oh, cool. How cool that you thought I could do that. That's so awesome. So let's just drop our barriers around that dragon energy, that glint in the eye of loving one's wealth. Any place that has been unacceptable, whew, right? Not just to have it, guys, but to love it, to really love counting your money, like piles in front of you, and you're counting it, and it's so fun. Could you allow yourself that? Right? If you had a big pile of jewels, let's just say the dragons all sent you guys each some new diamonds. Let's say they just threw some rubies at you and you just had a big pile of rubies and diamonds. Yeah. What'd that be like? Does anybody feel like they'd want to hide that?
Yes.
Right? What shows up for you, Maureen, when I say that?
Just don't let anybody see it. Just like, have it like hidden away just for me to enjoy and kind of secretive.
So I don't know if any place that energy of that stops it from coming in, because what if someone saw it and took it? Anything that's really old energy, guys, that might go back, like that could be centuries where you showed up like I almost got like the kid at the lunch taking lunches. You know what I mean? Like the bully in the elementary school, like grabbing people's lunches, and that you didn't want to show up with the best lunch. You know what I mean? It was almost that weird vibration. So anything that is preventing you from being the wealthiest person on your block, the wealthiest person in your state, could you be the wealthiest person in the United States? Could you be the wealthiest person in Europe? And it's not that you have to then become that. It's the willingness to be that energy of, oh, the wealthiest person for miles. Yeah, that. And just put your feet firmly on the ground and bring blue earth energy up through the balls of your feet. And the dragons are just having a great time today. Thank you, Susan, for bringing them. They're like, we're willing to help. We're willing to help you guys enjoy your wealth. We're willing to share. I'm getting like they're willing to share the joy of getting new jewels. Wow, that is so cool. So thank you, dragons, for coming today. I'm so appreciative. And just make your energy as big as the room you're in, and not to bring anybody down, but that contractive energy that we felt when it was like being seen for having money, that contractive energy blocks wealth, okay? So even though it's interesting, what if we just expanded beyond that now? just expand beyond that now without saving it, without fixing it, without deciding it happened when I was in third grade, without saying it was five lifetimes ago. Just expand beyond it, regardless of the genesis of it, without needing to know. You know, that reminds me of, I used to ride my horse and I would get bruises on my body from bumping into things and bumping into saddles and bumping into like bits of things on the ground. And we were trail riding. I might bump into a tree. I never always knew where the bruises came from, guys. Like, cause I rode him every day and I bumped, you know, it's just, he's a big horse and we would do a lot of crazy riding and be up in the hills. And I didn't always know where the bruises came from, but they always healed. Yeah. So what if you didn't even have to know any kind of causal facts and evidence of what causes contraction when you think about having gobs and gobs and gobs of jewelry and money all your own? Just whatever, anything that is not that, just say bye, goodbye. You don't even have to understand it. Do you understand that? Just, you don't even have to cognitively get it. Just reach for something different. Yeah, that. There. Oh my gosh, I felt everybody shift. That's so cool. So go ahead and reach up into the stratosphere and go ahead and ask for celestial energy to drip golden light all down around your entire body. Ah, there you go. And just expand out again. Expand out bigger. Expand out bigger. Excuse me. Let's invite celestial energy down from heaven to grace us with the light of that. Yeah. And get expanded again, expanded again, expanded again. Make yourself as big as the room you're in, the state you're in, the continent you're in, the globe. And now really connect out to all of the planets and now the galaxies beyond that and the galaxies beyond that. And pull energy from all the galaxies to a pot of wealth that's in front of you about a foot. It's not in your body. It's just in front of your body. And it would like to help you. And it would like to do your bidding. It would like to go out and get you cars and get you shoes and make sure you have money for your children or your grandchildren or friends of the family, whoever you want to help. And just see the pot of money always replenishing. See it as ever replenishing, about a foot in front of you. Now just ask it, money, do you have any messages for me today? Money, is there anything else you'd like to share with me today? And as you go about your day, let's just put inside, if you find a nickel, penny, quarter, dime, dollar, anything you find on your path, just celebrate it like it's like $1 million. Just like if you find a penny or a dime or a nickel or a quarter, anything, just be like, oh my gosh, I found money. Yeah. Yeah. See if you can enjoy money 10 times more. Enjoy money 10 times more, 10 times more than that. Now go ahead and picture a stadium full of people who are all going to benefit when you have 10 times more money than you have, 100 times more money than you have, 1 million times more money than you have. There, that. Pull energy through all the people that are going to benefit from you being in your full expansion of your wealth. Pull energy through all those people to the money. Now see that nourishing you. And then nourish the money back. And then see the money going out to help all those people. And now pull energy through all those people. Yeah. And pull that money to the ball of money. And just see it as dripping back into your accounts. see your accounts just filling over and brimming over. Just see your accounts filling over and brimming over. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever amount is in your bank account that you're aware of right now, just add 3 zeros right now. Now add one more zero. Go ahead and add 6 zeros to whatever's in there right now. Just sort of for fun, just for fun for you. You don't have to tell anyone that now you have $1 billion or something in your account or whatever it is, 49,000. Just add the zeros and just talk to the money now in the account that's all nice and full and healthy. Just say hi. See it nourishing everything in your life. See all this money nourishing everything in your life. See yourself saying yes to things you couldn't say yes to yesterday when it wasn't 6 more zeros in your accounts. I'd like you to expand now. See the money there. You've pulled the energy to the money, pulled the money to you. Now just expand your own power and awareness to knowing you could put anything in that account, any number that you like, you have full say over it being there. That. Yeah. Breathe bigger. Breathe bigger. I'd like you to shift any no energy to yes energy towards having everything you've been desiring. Maybe this means, I don't know, different shoes. What would the yes energy look like fully in your life? Fully in your life. What could you say yes to? Is it a vacation to Austria at Christmas? Is it a vacation to Spain? Is it a class in Costa Rica in August? What could you be a yes to that you're not, that you haven't been a yes to, that right now you could switch on? Just see it switching on. And then just, oh my goodness, the dragons would like to give you some more jewels. So they're really having fun with us. So go ahead and imagine now you have 7 more jewels. And each one is really, really stunning and pure. And give those jewels colors. So is it a ruby? Is it a sapphire? Is it a pearl? Is it a diamond? Is it an old yellow diamond? Is it a newer diamond? Is it a bar of gold? Even though I said jewelry. They like gold. Yeah. And just put a pile of jewels in front of you and say hi. What's it like to own that? Just step into owning that. How much fun can you have? One of the big surprises that showed up for me was that not everyone would like to have wealth and that not everyone would like to have your wealth. So even though you think everyone wants your wealth once you have it, a lot of people actually are not prepared to be near wealth. And they can't actually do it, and they get repelled by it. And so there's sort of a fear of what happens if all the people in my life don't like me anymore. But the ones that really are your true friends will not, it won't really move the needle that much. Do you see? Nice. And just expand again one more time. Expand again. And now go ahead and ask the wealth and just this sort of opulence. Ask it if it has any other messages for you today while we're in this wealth meditation. Nice. And just in the last few minutes of the meditation, we'll wrap it up in a minute. Anywhere that you've said, those people over there are wealthy and I'm over here and I'm not. Anywhere you've done the have and the have not, can you just shift a few molecules to acknowledge how much you have? just see if the molecules can shift to say, I'm a have. Oh, yeah. Without needing to change the world, without needing to change anyone else, just shift the molecules a little bit into being a have. And just be in glory of everything you have today. As you go about your day, I have socks. I have toes. I have fingernails. I have milk in the fridge for my coffee. Focus today as much as you can on the glory of having. Whew, yeah. Anything that brought up. Lower your barriers now one more time to having more. All of the kingdom and all of the glory. Wow. That was awesome, you guys. Come back to center. That was really awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. Wow. You guys all have a beautiful day.
You too, Erica.
Wow.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you.
Have a great day,
everyone. Thank you, Susan.
Bye.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.